So that's Donald and Colleen Bordelon, safe in Baton Rouge, Louisiana this morning. As soon as we heard about Donald's brother, we picked up the phone and called him earlier today. He is Jerome William Bordelon, Jr., known as Jigger.
I'm in Chalmette, Louisiana right now.
That is in St. Bernard Parish?
Yes, sir.
And isn't that an area that flooded in 2005 during Katrina?
Yes, sir. In 1965 also.
Okay, so what is your situation? Donald said something about being in that you were building a house that was well above ground.
Yes, it is. It's about 8 feet above the slab, so I'm nice and high, you know?
You're nice and high, and is it close to being finished? Do you have an enclosed space to be in?
The outside walls, it's framed up. The outside walls are on. The roof is on. There's no interior walls or nothing yet.
Mr. Bordelon, as you probably know, every official in the country from the president on down has been urging everybody to leave. Why did you decide to stay?
It's hard to say. This is all you have, you know? I don't know. Just a thing that I had to stay here, you know?
Did you stay in 2005 for Katrina?
Yes, sir, I did.
And you got through that okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, the phone line is starting to break up, but before we lose you, I'd like to ask how the weather is right now.
It was really clear last night and all night until about 3:30 this morning. It started raining somewhat, and the wind's blowing. I guess it's about maybe 50 miles an hour, maybe a little gust more than that, but about 40 to 50 continuous, you know?
How's that? I'm sorry, what's that?
Sir?
Is something happening there? I'm hearing a banging noise.
Oh, a banging. Oh, that's some tin on a roof flapping.
A tin on a roof on somebody's house that's already blowing and moving around.
Flapping, yes, sir. That's what you hear. That's what you was hearing. There's a light rain going on. It's kind of almost horizontal right now. You know, as you heard, you hear tin flipping and flapping. Trees are wiggling, but I haven't seen nothing snap off or anything like that.
Well, Jerome William Bordelon, if the phone service holds up, I would like very, very much to be able to check in with you a little bit later on today, if you don't mind.
You call me anytime you like.
Since we reached Mr. Bordelon earlier today, the phone lines have been blocked, but we'll bring you more updates as we learn them. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.